Welcome to the Morning Blitz. It is Blazer and Mo. Sorry, dude. Am I turning down? Oh, there it is. Okay.
It is Blazer and Mo, the Morning Blitz. Producer Cadillac in here. JC is off today. He is sick again.
He told me he had a fever of 102.
Oh, man, 102? Yeah, you definitely ain't going to be in here. Oh, we don't want him in here.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to be trying to catch that. Dude, if you're listening or whatever, get better, man. Some chicken soup and, I don't know, whatever else.
A little loving from Lindsay.
That actually should help. Hey, I was a little late getting in here. I was showing Mo some of Barbie Baja's work.
Oh, you were doing show prep.
I was doing show prep. That's right. Yeah, you walked in today, and I was, like, sitting in front of the computer. You guys, I'm in the office. Like, I had the door shut, and Chad walks in, and, like, you know, my computer on, like, and he goes, Blazer, what the hell are you watching? I was like, oh, I'm just doing some show prep on Barbie Baja, who's coming in today.
Gotcha.
Then he's like, oh, why are your pants unzipped, man? What's going on in here? Man, let me go out of here. Just call me when you're done.
Like, I got some more audio to pull.
Yeah. Pulling audio, right. That's what I'm pulling. Audio, right. Barbie Baja, of course, is who I'm talking about. She is the feature at Columbus Gold this weekend. And she will be in the studio a little bit later. It is Free Beer Friday. Of course, yeah.
Where the hell's Mo at?
I don't know. He's back there doing... He's working his... you know how he is, man. He's back there hustling, doing something.
Black man late. Go figure.
Yeah. Whatever, I was late too, so white man and black man late. Also, comedian Frank Caliendo is going to be in the studio, I think, weather providing.
We heard 9 o'clock is when he's supposed to be in here. So
yeah, in the 9 o'clock hour. So we're looking forward to that. Frank Caliendo, of course, Frank TV, Mad TV, Impressionist extraordinaire. Guy does, like, amazing stuff. Going to be at the Palace Theater tonight.
He's got a huge Rolodex of characters he does.
Yeah, it's huge. It's going to be a good show tonight at the Palace Theater.
You're going out there, right?
I am, and you are as well.
I'm going to roll out there myself.
Yeah, man. We're going to go out and get front and center there for Caliendo. That should be fun tonight.
I guess.
Yes. Congratulations right off to Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony. She gave birth to twins. So congrats, their parents. J-Lo. I think their names are Monique and Unique.
She carried one in each ass cheek.
Those were butt babies? Good Lord.
Oh, yeah.
That explains a lot of things in my mind just now. Oscars coming up on Sunday night. Mo, I told him we were a little bit late because we were doing show prep for... we were watching some of Barbie Baja's work.
Oh, yeah. Some of her,
you fan, Mo?
Some of her Black History Month work.
Yeah. Just in the nick of time at the end of February.
Uh-huh. We get to...
One of them is, my daughter is humping an African American.
Humping a nickel.
A nickel.
Let's put it that way. My daughter is humping a nickel.
That's one of the websites that she was on. That might be one of the largest.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Sorry, Mo. I didn't mean to. Look at him leaving. Bye, Mo. No. I was saying no on that website. I was like, that thing's longer than her head. I was like, what's going on there? Man. Good Lord, man. There's one scene where, well, I can't even say it.
You can. You really can.
Can't really describe it or we're going to get in trouble. You having trouble with your headphones?
Yeah, it's just that they're crappy.
So, yeah, Barbie Baja will be in here. Like I said, that's why we're a little bit late getting in here. I was saying this on the air earlier, Mo, before you got in here. Chad walks into the office.
Right.
And he's like, on the computer, you know. He goes, man, what the hell are you doing? And why are your pants unzipped? What's going on here?
You dying over there, Mom?
Stop making me laugh. I told you I was sick.
You guys, what are you pulling? Show prep in here?
Oh, man.
Anyway, it looks like for Best Picture Oscar, Sunday's Academy Awards could be no place for any movie other than No Country for Old Men, Mo.
That's what they're saying. That is what they're saying.
It's picked up award after award in the months leading up to the Oscars. One of the only honors it didn't get is the Golden Globe for Best Drama, which went to Atonement. So Old Men and There Will Be Blood are tied with the most nominations of 8. Atonement and Michael Clayton are tied with 7. And the fifth film that's up for the Best Picture is Juno, which had 4 nominations.
Have you seen that yet?
Juno? I hear it's all right. I wouldn't mind.
I just thought it was like another one of those, you know, spoof movies or whatever, but I guess it's really good.
Is that Spanish for June?
Juno. I don't know. I don't know.
I was kidding. I wasn't even really serious.
I think it's two words. You know what I mean, man?
Juno?
Juno, yeah.